This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 80. Do you know how to end your presentation in English?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA. In this episode, you'll hear a presentation expert Carl Kwan's final two tips to help you end your presentation with a bang.
I know you had a couple other points for us, so what is it that people should try to do when they're presenting?
Well, I think what you're talking about is, you know, when they're actually up there, what should they talk about in terms of their subject matter? So right. So I think that most of the time they want to talk about everything. Like I said, they oftentimes prepare presentations for their boss or, you know, they think, well, I have all the stuff I have to talk about. How am I going to talk about all of it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you know your audience really well, what you want to do then is for the sort of content of your presentation is figure out what exactly is the problem or challenge that your audience is facing.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's a large group and there's maybe different people there, but I think typically, in general, the audiences have a similar type of challenge or problem or you know, problems possibly that they are dealing with. And so you should always structure your presentation as introducing the problem or challenge, talking about what are the consequences of not resolving that problem or challenge, and then finally telling them, well, here's how you actually fix what you're going through.
Yeah. So I really like that because it's easy to get caught in your head, as we've said before, to feel self-conscious when you're focusing on yourself. But when you think about the fact that the audience does indeed have a problem that needs to be solved, I think that's fantastic. It can get you out of your head.
Just focus on how you can help other people,
exactly,
right?
Becoming a helper.
Yeah,
exactly. And also that gives you a very easy structure to follow because it's just three parts. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, what is, you know, tell them what is it that they're going through, their problem or challenge, and then tell them, well, mm-hmm. if you don't solve it, this is what's going to happen. So that'd be part number two. And then in part number three, just say, well, this is how you solve it. So, you know, no matter what you're talking about, even if you forget something, then you'll always know, okay, well, did I mention, you know, what the problem was? Did I talk about what the consequences are? And then, okay, now I've got to talk about the solution. So there's always like this really simple structure. So it makes it easy not only to talk about during the presentation, but also just in preparing it as well.
That's super cool. Well, I think everyone likes a formula, right?
Yeah, formulas are good. Very practical, implementable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I think that brings us to your last tip. You wanted to talk about when the audience asks questions, what do we do with that?
Yeah, that is the biggest, scariest thing because it's unpredictable, right? You don't know what people are going to ask you. You have no idea. So first of all, you do have to prepare in advance for the possible questions that may be asked. It's like when you go into a job interview, so you have to prepare for, okay, what are these tough questions that people might ask me during a job interview? It's kind of that idea,
right?
You know, when you give a presentation. And then there's always, you know, I think we talked earlier about how, you know, before we got on the call, we're talking about how in different cultures, people might be asking questions during the presentation.
Yeah.
For example, here in Korea, people will not talk at all.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
I think it's the same in Japan maybe, but they basically don't talk during the presentation.
Mm.
So even if you were to try to engage them, oftentimes they may not want to talk to you because they're too shy to, even if it's in Korea.
Yeah, maybe it's a sign of respect.
Yeah,
or,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also like, you know, I don't want to look stupid.
Right. That's a good point, yeah.
So a lot of times, though, what you should do at the beginning of your presentation is you should establish whether you want to have questions during your presentation or whether you only want questions at the end.
Okay.
So you could say something like, you know, could you please wait until the end of the presentation before asking your questions? Or, you know, please feel free to ask questions during the presentation by just raising your hand, you know, something like that, and I'll get your question. So that's what you do as far as, you know, just setting up, okay, you need to, you know, how people are going to ask questions and when you're going to expect them. And then once you actually get to the you know, the question, the Q&A part, a lot of times people will end their presentation with the Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, you know, do not end with the Q&A. And this is actually a tip from another a friend of mine who's also a fantastic presentations guy. His name is Charles Green III. Ooh. He is based in Washington, and he's the presentation magician.
Whoa, that's a great name.
He's amazing. I think he's better than I am. Should be talking to him, really. But but in any case, he talks about how, you know, you shouldn't end the presentation with the Q&A,
mm-hmm.
because when you do, you don't really get a chance to wrap up properly.
Mm.
And you also kind of don't know when it's going to stop as well with the Q&A. Mm. So what you want to do is, once you finish your presentation, you're going to say something like, okay, I've now covered all the topics. I just finished talking about these three things. You know, what kind of questions do you have? You know, do you have any questions for me? So you answer a few questions.
Yep.
And then you would say, okay, great. So today I've talked about, you know, this topic. I covered, you know, these three or five points. And, you know, you guys have asked questions such as this. And I've talked about how, you know, when you have this kind of a situation, the answer to do, you know, what you should do is this. So kind of summarize a couple of the key points or things that you remember during, you know, from the questions.
Great.
They should be fresh in your mind. If not, just write down the question, write down, you know, just as a reminder so you know. And then, you know, and then you can say, okay, so we've talked about all these things. So now you can give, you know, your call to action, give something to say, okay, so after, you know, now that we're done, you know, if you want to contact me, if you, you know, the first thing you should do or whatever you want for your call, you know, call to action at the end, you can now use it as your final remark.
That's super. Yeah, the summary is so important at the end, because I've seen a lot of people who are just starting out, you know, with their first presentation, they'll just say, thank you, that's it, that's all, and run off the stage. And that's a very abrupt, kind of jarring, shocking way to end, you know?
Is.
It just kind of feels like, hey, wait, where are you going? So if you summarize all your points and you kind of summarize those main questions or your answers, rather, then we know. We just know you're done, right? I mean, you don't have to say,
right,
that's all.
Definitely.
Right. Exactly. And the other thing is that people don't have as good of a memory as you think.
Right.
You might want to, you know, you might want to talk, you might have talked about some really great points, but oftentimes, you know, I think the sort of brain, how it works, and I can't remember where I read this, is that they say that people remember beginnings and endings.
Mm.
They don't often remember the middle of things as easily.
Mm,
so if you think about, you're right, so if you think about like movies or TV shows or whatever, and stories and things like that, you oftentimes remember what happened right at the beginning, and you remember what happened at the end, but the middle part is like, oh yeah, there's this and that, but, you know, it's not always as clear. It's a great way at the end of your presentation to kind of, you know, refresh the audience's memory.
Okay.
I feel like we should summarize
really
right now.
Can you go ahead and summarize the main...
Yeah, so number one, you know, the first thing we talked about and the first tip is make sure you know your audience.
Yep.
Know who they are, understand what they're going through, who they are, background, everything, and then use as simple and plain a language as possible when you're speaking to them, like you're talking to a 10-year-old so they understand
the
presentation easily. Yep. The second thing that I mentioned was to
solve a problem. Yeah.
I have a problem now. So the second thing is to talk about a problem, talk about a challenge, and then offer a solution. So the three-step process. Number one, identify the problem or challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the consequences in the second step of not solving that problem.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, the third step would be to actually give the solution.
Excellent.
And then the final point that I mentioned, the third point I mentioned, was not to have the Q&A as the ending of your presentation.
Right.
Instead,
okay,
put it just after you briefly summarized your presentation, have the audience ask their questions, and then briefly summarize your presentation again, and also summarize some of the points brought up in the Q&A, and then give your call to action to end your presentation.
Excellent. Oh, that's so awesome.
Fantastic. So
awesome. I learned a lot about presentations.
I feel like I need to go and, I don't know, do a few presentations now.
I wish that, you know, our interview time with you was longer because I feel like we could learn so much and, you know, it'd be awesome to have you on again if possible. But maybe you could tell our audience, you know, where they can find out more about you and more about, you know, making great presentations and maybe a little about your video marketing. Tell us, you know, where do you want people to find you?
Well, I think the easiest place to go to is to go to my website at www.carlkwan.com, carlkwan.com. Mm-hmm. And then you can also go to YouTube and just search for my name there or just search for presentations and hopefully, you know, you'll find something there. Mm-hmm. Most everything that I have is on YouTube. And then if you want to know more about who I am and what I do on a regular basis, you can always look me up on Instagram. And my Instagram...
Oh, interesting. You use Instagram.
Carl Kwan. Yeah, Carl Kwan. On Instagram.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Carl. This has been great. I've learned a ton. I hope our listeners have learned a ton.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you for having me. I'd be happy to do that for you.
Cool.
Thanks a lot. Right. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
I heard that one of your students was talking about the transcripts.
Yeah, so a student of mine in Spain was saying that he is really a visual learner. So he needs to not only listen to All Ears English every day, but he also needs to see the words.
Yeah, that's really helpful, I think, for a lot of people to read as they listen. So yeah, we wanted to remind you that we have the transcripts available at our website, www.allearsenglish.com/conversations. And the transcripts are just the text of what you're hearing.
Just every word that we're saying spelled out for you so there are no secrets. You'll know exactly what we're saying, so come on over. If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.